Starting now, the first Maimer in Pachad Yitzchak Yom Kippur. We learn two Maimarim, Aleph and Beis, on Inyanei Rosh Hashanah. Now, because this is our last time we're going to learn before Rosh Hashanah and before Yom Kippur. Chana Chaparayim, done a very, very, very sadistic Indian here. On the Indian of Tshuva and Yom Kippur. So Shem Pachli is like this. He starts off with a pasuk. Kevayim hazeh yechaper aleichem, natay aschem imikoch atayseichem, lefnei Hashem titoru. On this day, he will atone for you, natayher aschem, to purify you, mikoch atayseichem, from all of your avedis, all your sins, lefnei Hashem titoru, before Hashem, you'll become pure. So the Rabbeinu Yoinan Shari Shuva, which a lot of Pachad Yitzchak is draws from Shari Shuva of the Rabbeinu Yoinan, that this Lifnei Hashem Titaru, before Hashem become pure, and a havtocha, not a promise, like, oh, don't worry, you volume kipper, you're going to be pure before Hashem. No. What it is it's a mitzvah miyuchedah, special mitzvah Shuva, that its zman is on Yom Kippur. There's tshuva the whole entire year. The whole year is tshuva. And there's Yom Kippur Tikkun tshuva. It's a different type of tshuva than is the rest of the year. And the Pachad Yitzchak says, it's befitting for us to be awakened and to think in a deeper manner, what is the pshat? Why is the new mitzvah of Tshuva Yom Kippur described by the Lashon of Tahara? Ready? In the midst of the entire year, what's the midst of a Shavta? You should return. That's the midst of Tshuva. But the midst of Yom Kippur, the midst of Tshuva is Titara, purify yourselves. So you see from here, the mitzvah of the day of Yom Kippur is a different Tshuva than Tshuva the entire year. The mitzvah of tshuva the entire year is an emphasized. The ikar mitzvah of tshuva and Yom Kippur is emphasized lashon of tahara, the language that means purity that comes as a result of tshuva, and there's a very important distinction in this inyan. Hear this. I'm going to say it outside because to read it inside is going to take us way too long. But I'll tell you the way that the Pachad Yitzchak here brings the Rabbeinu Yoinah is that there's many levels of tshuva. Yeah. It's many, many levels of tshuva. Madrigas, rabbis, the tshuva, there's many, many, many levels of tshuva. And according to the different levels of tshuva, to the same degree a person becomes close to Hashem. But every tshuva, no matter how small it might be, every tshuva a person does bring a certain degree of kapara, does a certain type of forgiveness, a certain type of purity. But the taharas ha-nefesh, but to completely purify one's soul, is only when a person is batar his heart completely. And he brings a mashal, a baggage. If you have some clothes that's very dirty, so it needs to be washed. So you can wash it a little bit. You wash it a little bit, it'll get some of the dirt off of it. But if you wash it over and over and over and over again, so eventually get fully cleaned. Every tshuva you do, every little bit of repentance a person does in their lives, so that kamishes, it becomes a little, the stain becomes a little dimmer. And you wash it enough times, so that it goes away completely. So that's a little bit of tshuva, so your sin becomes dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. But to completely wash yourself completely of that avera, that's only by means of the actual tshuva, in a deeper way, fulfilling all the various conditions, all the various levels of tshuva. Good? Fine. So the full tshuva is on Kippur. And the other tshuva is the rest of the year. So we're going to try and understand this in a deeper way. Now, everybody knows, the way the Pachad Yitzchak says the language over here is anybody that is not a Tinnik Shenishma, anybody that did not grow up in the forest with a bunch of goyim, understands and relates that the entire life during these times, during the Seder Tshuva, Elul, It's a different life. You live life on a different level than you live the entire year otherwise. Most people think the pshat is also the tefillah is different. See people davening during Elul, Halavai in the yeshiva. See the davening associated with tshuva. It's a different type of davening. And not just the feeling of the davening, but the actual davening is different. Avinu Malkeinu, Slichas, the actual tefillah is different. Yeah? So the most simple understanding is we know that Hashem Yisbarach is close to us during these times. It says, Bihi Yosei Karim, call to Hashem when He's close to you. And Chazal teach us that when He's close to us, those are the days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, so it's a mitzvah. So of course, tefillah is going to be a little different because your tefillah is more acceptable then. So that's one pretty basic way of understanding why this is so. However, a deeper way of understanding it is because one of the aspects of tshuva is you have to daven for tshuva. You have to daven and should be able to do tshuva. So since one of the ikrim, the Rebbeinu brings down, one of the ikrim of tshuva, one of the things that are one of those important facets of tshuva is davening for the success of the tshuva. So since this is a zman of tshuva, Mamela, it's a zman of tefillah also. That's what he says is a deeper pshat. But he's going to say a much deeper pshat even than that. So now, let's just get it clear. We now know, according to the Rabbeinu Yoino, that there's a level of tshuva, which is the Yom Kippur Tikkun Tshuva. A separate mitzvah of tshuva in Yom Kippur that is expressed by the words titoru. Purify yourself. A tshuva for the rest of the year. B'shavta is a mitzvah of returning to Hashem. But the mitzvah of Tahara, that it doesn't say. And the Pachetza continues with the Moshe for the Rebbeinu Yoino. But even a little bit of tshuva helps a lot. Even a little bit of tshuva helps tremendously. And it dims the stain. But full tshuva is a whole different level. That is after for all the madrigas, all the ikrim of tshuva, then you can reach to a higher dagger of tshuva and manage to clean yourself off completely. And seemingly, the tshuva on Yom Kippur is the deeper type of tshuva that cleanses a person fully. And the tshuva the rest of the year is tshuva that cleans it out and makes the stain less deep and less strong and less expressive. That's point number one. Point number two is that everybody sees during these times of tshuva that the tefillah is a much starker tefillah. Why is that? Number one, because Hashem is closer to us and therefore our tefillahs are more accepted. Number two is because tshuva is a very tefillah, prayer is a very central part of tshuva. And since these days are zman tshuva, this is also a zman of tefillah. But he's going to say a third pshat, which he didn't get to yet, but that's what we're holding now. Before we get to the next pshat, the Shiva Tzatzal and Pechen Yitzchak is going to describe a very peculiar aspect of Slichas. He says, the Nusach of Slichas that is taking its effect and said amongst the Yidden during these times is very similar to a regular tefillah, meaning like this. The first time you say Ashrei, just like before you daven mincha, you say Ashrei. And after slichas, you have nefil sapayim. Like by mincha, after you daven shemun esrei, you have nefil sapayim. Now they have kaddish tiskabel. And kaddish tiskabel is going back normally in shemun esrei. But over here by slichas, you also have kaddish tiskabel. It's a whole seder of tefillah. It's a whole seder of tefillah, which is very comparable to a regular full-fledged tefillah. And I'm saying this, but so this is me saying it. It's not Pachet Yitzchak. Now, l'chayra, all the psukim we say before Slichas, l'chayra is like psukim de Zimra. If Ashrei, if l'chayra, these psukim de Zimra, I'm making that up. I didn't say that, but sounds like it. Slichas is like, same like Shemona Esrei. The Nefilas Hapayim afterwards. And then you have Kaddish, Takadish is Kabbal. That's the whole Seder Tefillah. You don't have this at all besides, and anywhere else you don't have this. But like when you're davening for food or parnosa, you don't have such a Seder of Tefillah That's like mamish one of the gimel tefillos of the day. Only when you're being mispal slichas for tshuva and slicha, only then do you find such a thing. Halidavarhu, why is it that by slicha davke you find such a type of tefillah? Good. Now we're going to get starting to get to the nekuda, to the point. Ois dalad. That was number three. Ois dalad. That we know during the Yirgabo Midas, says Hashem Hashem Kerachem V'Chanun. Now a lot of people don't realize this, but the Shita of the Vilna Goyim is that Hashem Hashem are not part of the Yirgabo Midas. The Hashem and Hashem are the introductory to Yirgabo Midas. And this true Api Kabbalah also, Erech HaPayim is two Midas, Nezachet HaLofim is two Midas. So you have 13 just from Kirachim and on. Yeah. So then, the Hashem Hashem is a Hakdama, a prelude, whatever, to the Yagum and Sarachim. And we say in Chazal, the first Shem Havaya is I'm Hashem before he did the Avera. And the second Shem Havaya gave up, I'm Hashem after the Avera and he did Shuvah. So he has a Kasha. So seemingly, the root of tshuva is the second Shem Havai. Second Shem Havai, Yudkei Vavkei. First one is I'm Hashem before the Aveira, and I'm Hashem now after the Aveira and he did tshuva. So what is the midah of tshuva? The midah of Kabbalah is tshuva, of receiving tshuva? That's the second Shem Havai. But then you have, at the last of the Yirgum Midah Sarachamim, you have Venakei. And Chazal say, what does it mean? Venake loyanake. Right? We say both. Not in Yirgum Midas, you don't say veloyanake, but the pasuk itself says nake loyanake. It means I am menake, I cleanse those who do tshuva, but I don't cleanse those who don't do tshuva. Seemingly, the venake is the mid of accepting tshuva. Nake means I cleanse those who do tshuva. So we have the second shame of vaya means I am the shame of vaya. And I'm the Havaya, after you've done Havaya and done Tshuva, I'm Havaya. Meaning, seemingly that's the Shosh of Tshuva. Venake also is the meat of being Makabal the Tshuva. I cleanse those who do Tshuva. Says the Maharal's Kash. So says the Maharal, says a Meritika thing, which he's going to go very deep in trying to explain the Oimek and the depth of the Maharal. But the Maharal in the Sifat Tshuva says that someone who does Tshuva for all of his Avedas, complete tshuva mamish, that tshuva is shaykh to shame of vayud kevav. But someone who does tshuva for some of his avedas, but a full tshuva, that's the midah of venake. So full tshuva means all your avedas, and you've cleansed yourself completely 100% by being mekayim all the ikriya tshuva that are been here. That tshuva, that with the kabbal of that tshuva is shame of vayud. Tshuva like we do, I mean, I can't speak for you guys. I don't. I know what it is. I don't know how to do that. But Venake is a Kabbalah side tshuva of even if you didn't fully do tshuva, that's Venake. So what do you need two of these midas for? What do you need both of them for? What's the aside of that? Why do you need two different shemas for those two daggers of tshuva? So those are the nekudas that the Pachidis clock brings up before he starts saying his Torah. Okay? Now that we have these kashas, Pshan Slichis, it's like regular tefillah, and the Shem Havaya and Venake, and the two types of tshuva that Rabbeinu Yoni brings down, and also why tefillah is such a hadgasha, is so important to emphasize during these times. So we're going to get to those, explaining all those nekudas based on the Yisoid, how he's going to describe what tshuva is. He's going to say things here that are mind-blowing, mamish. Are you ready for your mind to be blown up? You ready? Okay. Oh, hey. Gidron shalat dvarim halalu keinhu kachu. The way it works is like this. Hine. Mehach milsa, from this fact, from this thing, the shame havaya, the second shame havaya, with me? That serves as the source of tshuva. We see that we see the uniqueness of tshuva. Meaning like this. Venake, you cleanse something. Now, I could cleanse my shirt. I could cleanse my shoe. Right? Venake is a meat that goes in all places. Rachum v'chanun, I can have rachmanas on my children. I can have patience with my children. I can have patience with Talmidim. I can have patience with Chaverim. All those other means, Yugo, means Rachamim, are something that are applicable and have applications and meaningfulness and use even in this world as we know it. Shem Havaya, though, is way beyond this world. Shem Havaya, Yudke Vavke, Shem of Hashem, that's beyond all these things. That doesn't have, I don't have a way of expressing that in this world. Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya is beyond. So you see, tshuva is not something that exists in this world. Tshuva is not another thing that could be done in this world, like I could forgive somebody, I could be patient with somebody, like all the other Yudgim Yisrachim. But the creation of tshuva, the creation of the world of tshuva, is something unique way beyond this world completely. Shem Havaya. Only Yudke Vavke has the ability to create the reality of truth. So, because I'll tell you the pshat is like this: is that we take tshuva as being so posh. We take tshuva as obvious. My son, my kid does kach v'kach. He comes back and apologizes. My spouse or I do to my spouse, whatever it is, and we go back. We apologize and they forgive us. We go fight him. That's not what tshuva is. That is a very immature, unsophisticated grasp. Not to offend anybody, of what tshuva is. Tshuva much deeper and much more profound than that. Tshuva is something that comes from a world beyond the world that we have ever lived in and we are exposed to. Tshuva is something that's able to get rid of your avedas, right? As if you never even did them. What does mean never did them? You did do the aveda. You didn't do it. No, you didn't do it. I did do it. So it's going to be beyond time and beyond space and all these things. Tshuva is le'elu le'ela. Tshuva is beyond all of it. And he expresses it like this. Like, I'll give you a partial example. Let's say chalil v'chas, somebody gets sick. Right? And the mahalach of their lives, somebody chas v'shalom gets sick. Right? And then they have to give them medicine. Right? This medicine is not something that exists itself within the body. Because whatever the sickness is, the body was not able to heal it without the medicine. Right? There's something, a sickness that came into the body, that this body is suffering and can't be healed from it and nothing to do about it. And you have some sort of medicine, which obviously comes from not within the body, but outside of the body, which is able to enter the body and heal it from the issue. You can't use something that's already in the body to heal the body, or else it would heal itself. You need something from the outside in order to heal it properly. This is my emotional, that is. So now, you have the world of tshuva. You have the world as it was. Adam Risha did Nevera. Or Klai Yisro did Nevera and Cheta Ego. They did something wrong. Now they have to get healed. But where is that healing coming from? How do you get healed from an Avera? The world wasn't created to Averas. The world was created to not do Averas, to do mitzvahs. And now an Avera was done. Something happened. Something flawed in the world. In order to heal that flaw, has to be something that comes from beyond this world. The medicine has to be beyond this world. If it's within the world, I wouldn't have done the Avera to begin with. But I need something to cleanse me now. To be cleansed has to come from a higher source. That's a tshuva, the ilm ha-tshuva, the creation of the reality of tshuva. That I could do tshuva and I could change myself and erase the Averas that I once did as if they never happened. And the pagam that I put in my nefesh by means of the Avera, that could disappear. That cleansing process to come from something that's beyond this world. That's Davka Shem Havai Yudke Vavke, that creates a new reality. Yudke Vavke, what does it mean? It's the mid of creation. Mahavas Kol HaYolamos. It creates Yesh Me'ayim, all the worlds that we know. Davka Shem of creation. A name that is Shaykh is the creation Yesh Me'ayim. Specifically, that shame is necessary because tshuva is a totally new creation that didn't exist in the world until Hashem was mechadish. Hear this? as we thought about and understood in a very deep manner. But it was a new creation of Yesh Me'ayim, tshuva. And now that koich of tshuva, that olam of tshuva that is now created, now has access to a whole entire new universe, way beyond the reality that we've ever experienced, that can bring that into my world. I can bring that here into this world, and I could use that koich and redo what I've done wrong and get healed from the affairs that I've done and get healed by means of the tshuva process. The way he describes it is that there was a world, Mahadura Aleph. This is a language that the Pachad Yitzchak uses several times. There's the Mahadura Aleph. Mahadura Aleph means first version of the world. And then a very was done. And that was created in Mahadura Beis. And the world of Mahadura Beis, the second version of the world, is a world of tshuva in it. A new creation complete. That's why he uses Shem Havaya. So far, so good. So it says like this. Now you can have, once you have tshuva that exists in the world, now you can have the rest of the Yurgumamidas. Arachapayim. Patience for what? Hashem has patience with us. Patience for what? What is he waiting for us to do? Tshuva. Now there's such a thing as tshuva. Now there can be Arachapayim. I'm extending myself and I'm waiting. I'm longing for you to do tshuva. Rachum v'chanun. I have mercy on you. When you did something wrong, I'll be merciful for you and I'll be waiting for you to do tshuva. You did a virus. I'll hold on to your virus until you do tshuva. All the yid gilman bindus harachimim are only there because now that there's such a thing as tshuva, so now Hashem Yisbarach will wait for us and have patience with us and deal with us in a way waiting for us to do tshuva. But they're all products of the Shem Havaya of Yud Kei Vav. So far, so good. Weiter. I want to read these words. The last three lines of this, of Eis Hei. Ba'oifen shekoicha shel tshuva, the power of tshuva, ein hemshech ha'koiches ha'poilem b'tchilas ha'briya, it's not a continuation of the powers that existed in the beginning of creation. Rather, it's a new creation completely of the olam of tshuva. Hashem kodem sheyechta, Shem Havaya before you did the Avera, Madura Aleph, first version of the world. Hashem Laichah Sheyechta. There's a new Shem Havaya, a new Kech of creation in the world that introduced and brought into the world the Kech of Tshuva. That says here in Pachad Yitzchak. So in Eis Vav, he ventures to explain the Maral. Now, there's two Shem Havayas, right? They're both the same Shem. Havaya and Havaya. Since it's the same Shem Havaya, Pshat is that the second Shem Havaya was created to receive tshuva, but only the type of tshuva that you do that brings you back to what you were before you did the Avera. There's Havaya before the Avera, and Havaya after the Avera. Meaning after you've done the Avera and done tshuva, there's no Shem Havaya. Pshat is that, but that Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, it means that you have to get to the same, it's only applicable if you get to the same madrega that you would have gotten if you never would have done the Aver. That means tshuva shleima mamash. That's 100% level of tshuva. So the 100% level of tshuva, only that type of tshuva is acceptable in Shem Havaya Shem. The second Shem Havaya created tshuva, it's the same Havaya that you start off with, meaning the same madrega of Shem Havaya that we start off with, I recreated it. But you have to get to the Madrega before you did the Avera. So you have to do Tshuva Shlema, and that's the type of Tshuva Shem Havaya is willing to accept. But once Shem Havaya is created, the second Shem Havaya, and now there's Olam of Tshuva that's willing to accept only the highest level of Tshuva, then there can be other Yud Gimel Serachimim that are willing to accept even less than that. And that's even less than that. That's the Midah Vanake. Midah Vanaki says you didn't do full tshuva. Okay, you can't get to the Shem Havaya Shenis. You can't get to the level of the second Shem Havaya, which is exactly who you were from before you ever did the Avera, because that demands tshuva shlema. You can't get there. Fine. I'll create the Midah Vanaki also. And I'll clean you a little bit. I have even more rachmanis on you. I'll clean you a little bit if you did a little bit of tshuva. So that's where you need both Midas. I, Shem Vanaki, that is Makabal tshuva, and Shem Havaya is Makabal tshuva. You're right. Two different levels of tshuva. The highest target of tshuva, which is fully cleansed, That's Shema Vaya Shenis, the second Shema Vaya, which is only 100% if you reach the level that you had before you did the Avera. And, that's the Maral. He's explaining Pshat in the Maral. And that's Venake is this Mida of even accepting it if you didn't do full tshuva. If you did some tshuva, that's acceptable according to the shame of Venake. That's what it says here in Pachet Yitzchak. Weiter. Zion. Umam Shichem Anu Bederzu Gamregelim Kaimishot Filo Ba'ilam HaTshuva. Now, this is such an amazing pshat I was about to say. Is that we want to explain. Now explain the Maharal and that there's different levels of tshuva. And Shema Vayyun Gevavki demands full tshuva. V'nake is willing to accept even. It's not, Nake doesn't accept anything. Hashem is with the shame, with the Hanhaga V'nake. So, right. Well, you didn't reach the second Shem Hashem less than full tshuva. Is no longer applicable. It's no longer relevant. The first Shem Hashem was creation before Chet entered the world. It's the way that Shem Zohar created the Bria. The world, the way that Hashem created the Bria before anybody did an Avera. Perfect cleanliness complete. That's the first Shem Havaya. The second Shem Havaya, that's ideal level. Correct. But reaching back to the original Madrega by means of Tshuva. So we wanted to know, all this has to be thought about a lot. We're saying this, Bekitz and Nimrat, but this has to be thought about and gone over. The Shiva Ban Shachter Shlita, after a Maimer, they used him and whole Chabura, they would stay up the entire night, going over the Maimer again and again and again and again. So we're just saying over the Maimer. But this, anybody who wants to understand it, has to be misbain and meditate and think deeply about it for hours and hours and hours. Right now we're just getting the words. But if you want to get the concept, that takes a lot of avodah. Okay, Ois Zayin. We're talking about how there's a very big difference in the tefillah during Aser Samei Tshuva. And we want to know why. Why was tefillah such an important dogish that is used? And why is tshuva different during Slichis? What's going on over here? Says here, Mamash a Muradik thing. He brings from Meisher Benin from the Medrash, of Rashi, really, by Chris Yamsov. Meisher Benin started davening by Chris Yamsov that Hashem should save him. And the Pasuk Hashem Yisbarak responds back to Meisher Benin, Matitzak Eli, why are you screaming out to me? Why are you screaming out to me? And Rashi says over there, Eli Hadavar Talui, V'loy Alecha, on me. This depends upon, and not you. Why are you davening? This depends on me, not on you. Why is that? Because Kriyas Yamsuf was a condition in the way Hashem created the world. Hashem created the world in such a manner where when this was going to occur, and Klai Yisrael were going to be by the Yamsuf was going to split. It was a condition Hashem made with the Yamsuf, then Sheshes made Breshes, the times of creation. That's a chazal. The yam leisonai, the world, the yam went back to its power leisonai, but we said it means the tanai arishon. So its original condition, the way that Hashem Yisbarach created it, that it was supposed to be. Now, says the Pachet Yitzchak. What's it saying? One second. So Pachet Yitzchak is saying, Rafunu Zichron Livrocha is bringing an incredible idea over here. That what he's expressing is, since Hashem Yisbarach made it, that was going to happen in Sheish Shemei Breishis, meaning that splitting of the sea is something shaykh to before Briyas HaOlam, something that's relevant to before the world is created. The tchum of tefillah, the boundary of tefillah we have a connection to, is limited to this world. I can't daven for things that occurred during Sheish Shemei Breishis. The 6 days of creation, because I didn't exist then. Human beings don't exist in Sheshem. We were created only on day 6. So one second, that he's going to talk about it. But what he's bringing over here is that something that occurred during Sheshem and Abrashis, before Briyas HaAdam, before the creation of man, we do not have any access to those things. that is not in our world of pu'ulas. That's not our world of actions. So you can't daven for that. You daven that the yam should split. That's something that happened during Shesh and Mebreshes. You have no ability to daven for that. It's totally on me, not on you. We're getting there. So wait. Huh? No, it doesn't make sense. You don't have the ability to accomplish that. It's like, I can think of many examples like this. But humankind has their areas that we can affect, and there's spiritual areas that we have no ability to affect. We have the ability to affect only from the time of creation of man and on. Whatever occurred before Bria Sa'adam, meaning the Shesh and the Mebreshes, we have no ability to misspell to daven for those things. It's beyond us. It's out of our tchum. It's out of our boundaries. We don't have an ability to, we have no way to relate to that. We can't accomplish over there. It's like if I'm trying now, sitting here in Miami, trying to plant a tree in Uganda. I'm not there. I can't do that. I'm not in Uganda. I'm sitting here in the base of North Miami Beach. So someone who's here trying to daven for something that occurred in Shesh and Mebreshes, he's not there. He doesn't exist there. Humankind wasn't yet created. You don't exist in that reality. So there's no way to be mispowered for it. So he says, tshuva is the same. But 1 second. We're not going to finish. We only have 2 minutes. But tshuva is similar. Tshuva also is a world beyond our world. Havaya Shenis. Something we have no shaykhs to. Not only that, you find them, when Hashem is Baruch was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven for Yud Gimel Sarachimim, he never says, Moshe Rabbeinu, this is how you should daven. There's no tzivui directly, no direct command from Hashem Yisbarach to Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven for tshuva. Hashem Yisbarach just showed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Hashem passed by Yavra, Hashem alpano vayikra, Hashem passed by him, and then he called out, and then he saw the Yud Gimel Sarachimim. But it couldn't have been told him, this I have to daven, because it's something beyond us, really. Mikra then it's something that's beyond us, we can't even daven for. And therefore, tshuva, the tefillahs for tshuva, are totally different than the tshuvas, than tefillah for food, for health, for anything else. Those things exist in our tchum. They exist in our boundaries. Tshuva is something beyond. So the whole state of tshuva and doubting for tshuva is something they have to do in a whole different way. They can't do the way down for everything else. We're going to describe this more as we continue. Maybe we'll mashlam it after Yom Kippur, maybe before Sukkot. Maybe we'll give it to get to it and finish the mimer. What can I do if I'm live? That's the Kharab, everybody.